This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
At the moment, we'll go out and be joined by the architect of the San Diego State basketball program. That same program headed to its fifth straight NCAA tournament with a first four game today in Dayton, Ohio. The legendary coach Steve Fisher is back with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Coach, I love this time of year, and gosh, it's so great to have the Aztecs back in the tournament again.
It certainly is, and we were all holding our breath on Sunday, and the nice thing about it was we found out early that we were going to get in, and I've been on both sides of it, and it's no fun when you're like West Virginia or Boise State, and you don't get selected. It's heartbreaking, but we're excited, anxious, and I can't wait to watch as we tip it off against North Carolina.
It should be a fun one. I mean, and really the entire country, Coach, is talking about North Carolina and you know, they don't deserve to be in. It should be these guys or this team. You know, from your perspective, they're in, right? They got in through no fault of their own. They're in. And now the entire country is kind of rooting against them. How dangerous can a team like that be?
Well, they're good. They're very talented. North Carolina is always talented. Their resume speaks for itself. One quad win out of 13, I think, 1-12. So probably they shouldn't have gotten in, but they are talented enough to where they could get to the Sweet 16. I agree with some of these people that are talking. They will be like us. They've heard all the noise, and they will want to prove that they belong. So it should be interesting. They're a little bit atypical of what I think of with North Carolina. They don't have those big 6'11", 7-footers in the middle that they can throw the ball to and rely on that. But they're typical North Carolina. If you don't get back on defense, they're going to run you out of the gym. They really run. So we have to do a great job with that. And they're guard dominated. RJ Davis is their most important player. And so we've got to come out and play like the Aztecs can play and play hard. And I think we'll have a great opportunity.
So, Coach, what are the challenges of finding out who you're going to play on a Sunday afternoon and then having to play that game half the country over on Tuesday? Because I know you play back-to-back games in conference tournaments, but you've already seen those teams many times. You have your assistants scout potential opponents when you know, hey, we're either going to be this guy or this guy, and you'll have different scouts. You can't scout every team in the country. So this is a unique situation. And I saw Dutch say yesterday, he was asked that question. He goes, I've been to Final Fours as a head coach and an assistant in national championships and many, many NCAA tournaments. I've never done this. I don't really know what the first four is like. What do you see as the challenges facing Dutch and the coaching staff here?
Well, I would say one thing. I've been to Dayton, and it's a basketball city. I think that they will put a lot of people in the stands. And I think the good news for us is everybody's going to cheer for us unless we're wearing Carolina blue. I think we're going to be the team that, picks up all the neutrals, and I've been on both sides of that also. So what happens, you know, it's not like the old days. The old days, you couldn't get film on people. Now, when we saw Carolina pop up, we've got a lot of coaches, and immediately we must have had 15, 20 tapes on Carolina that they divvied up, and who's going to take what. And so they were hard at it Sunday right after the selection to start getting a feel for a game plan. It's obviously a short turnaround when you find out on Sunday and you have to play on Tuesday. We traveled yesterday and had a crazy mandatory open practice. So Dutch is great at juggling all the craziness and not letting that be an issue. And I think if you're calm at the top, the players will be calm, and that's what we've got. So we'll be ready to play. Carolina will be also. So I think it'll be a great game.
Talking to the great Steve Fisher here on Ben and Woods this morning. And, Coach, you know, I tell my little leaguers this, and I was told it growing up. Sometimes hits aren't there, but you can help your team with the glove, right? And if you can't help your team with the glove or the hits, you can help your team by being a great teammate. You know, all of these things. And I look at a player who is, he's my absolute favorite player on the team, Miles Byrd, who has been so good defensively. How important do you think it is? When you're talking to Byrd before a game like this, is it, all right, Miles, you know, we need you to score more buckets, or is it you just keep doing what you're doing, being a force defensively, and if the buckets come, they come?
I think what you do is, as best you can, you treat it like it's your next game. And you can't go out of the box in terms of trying to do things that you've not done before or trying to do too much. I think that will impact you in a negative way. And I think if you just go out with the opinion that you're going to play for others with what you do offensively, that will allow you to settle into a game quicker rather than saying, I got to hump my shot and I have to do this, I have to do that. You just go out and play. And Miles he's a very cerebral basketball player. I think sometimes Miles takes too many chances, but he can play. And he's an exceptional defender where you think he's not going to be there and he gets a deflection or a steal.
Yep.
We're going to need him to score some, too. I mean, we've been challenged at times to score, so he's going to have to score, but he can't hunt his shot. He just got, when it's there, he's got to take it, and then he's got to make it.
So you don't want Miles Byrd just being a good teammate, right? He needs to continue to do his thing, and he needs to put some in the basket because we know he's capable of it. I mean, he's a marvel, man. He really has it in him to be one of the best in college basketball. He's that good.
He's a wonderful player. He's made immense improvement, and I'm anxious to watch him play. I think all of us are anxious to see what's going to happen with Magoon. Is he going to be able to play? And I think they're cautiously optimistic that he's going to have an opportunity to play some. And then what will that be like after having missed about 6 games and 3 weeks or whatever it's been since he was hurt? But obviously we need someone, we need him. And if he can play and play effectively, it will obviously enhance greatly our opportunity.
Coach, I just wanted to ask you about Magoon. How difficult is it, maybe from your point of view, from a coach's point of view, what are those conversations like with a difference maker like him who wants to play? He's a kid, he's an athlete, he wants to play. But I got to imagine those are challenging conversations on testing themselves, their strength, their endurance after missing 3 weeks. What are those conversations like when there is no tomorrow for the team, but you also got to do what's best for the player?
I think that's what Coach Dutcher and his staff and the doctors have done. They err on the side of caution. You don't want to put him out there when he's not ready, and they haven't done that. So with him being cleared for practice, I think they feel he's ready to play. Now, how will he be mentally when he gets out there? Will he be a little bit nervous about the knee? Hopefully not. If he just goes out and relaxes and plays, then he'll have a chance. I mean, he's had a first year season for us that has had ups and downs. But when he was playing towards the end of the season, he was a huge difference maker and took us from where we were up another two levels with his ability to block shots and defend in the post, and then he became a scorer. So if he can play and give us 15, 20 minutes, it would be sensational.
Talking to Coach Steve Fisher here with Men and Woods on 97.3 The Fan, and you know the ultimate goal is winning, well, six times, winning the national championship, but even tougher for a first four team because you have to win seven times to win a national championship. It sounds almost impossible, but are there any potential advantages in terms of if you do win tonight of getting your feet wet and maybe some of the nerves out of the way, making Friday's game against Ole Miss a little bit easier for the team?
Maybe. We would much rather be playing on Friday or Thursday or Friday. But I remember when they instituted the games in Dayton, and initially it was just a one game with the two lowest seeded teams. And then in, I believe 2011 is when they played the format that we have now. And lo and behold, VCU, Shaka Smart, they were in the first four, and they got to the final four. UCLA in 2021 were in the first four and got to the final four. So it's happened, and every year since 2019, with the exception of 2019, since they instituted this new format in 2011, that one of those teams has won at least one game. So I think that whoever wins our game between North Carolina and ourselves will have a great opportunity against a very good Ole Miss team. So how much of an advantage to play in, I don't know that would be significant, to be honest with you.
All right, before you go, Coach, Woods is going to give me the eye roll, but I got to ask the one tough question. Who are you cheering for, UCSD or Michigan?
Ooh. That's a good question, actually. Just put Coach Fisher right on the spot here, dude. God. Coach, I apologize for him.
I'm long gone from the University of Michigan. All right. I had a great, great experience there with many friends and a lot of years. And Dusty Baker has done a great job. Juwan Howard played for me, and he got let go after last season. I cheer for people. I have great regard for what Eric Olin has done at UCSD. You talk about a National Coach of the Year candidate, and he should be up there in terms of the conversation. I think it's going to be a great game, and I won't give you who I'm pulling for. But I'm going to be watching. I'm going to be watching.
I tried, and it is going to be I will tell you this.
I called and left messages for both coaches.
Of course you did.
Congratulating them and wishing them good luck.
You're a gentleman as always, and I am not. I'm sorry about that, Coach.
It actually feels like a win-win. You know, when you root for people, it feels like a win-win.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you,
Coach. Exactly. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it as always. Good luck to the Aztecs. Dutch tonight, you know we'll be rooting for them. And hopefully we can do this again next week as they get ready for the Sweet 16.
That would be fantastic. And I've told you this before. I have a routine where at least three, sometimes 4 days a week, I take little grandson Max to school, and I've got you on. Oh. So I'm a regular. I'm a listener. I have great regard for all of you. You do a spectacular job highlighting sports and life. And so you're fun to listen to, and I appreciate what you do for all of us.
It kills me every time, Coach. I think about you and your grandson, Sweet Angels, driving to school.
We make a promo out of that every time he comes on.
Every time he comes on, but I hope we haven't taught Max anything he shouldn't be learning yet, Coach. So we do apologize, and we love you and thank you.
He listens intently. He does listen.
the great best. Coach Steve Fisher,
the best of all time.
So fantastic.